Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. Naturalchoice.net and the Natural Choice Network directories have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, today I have Dan and Eileen Durant of Trailhead Tea right here in Sedona, Arizona, which you can actually describe as a full leaf department store and tea bar. Wonderful, wonderful shop, which is chock full of great teas and special blends that not only support our immune systems, but they can also soothe our souls. So delighted to have you today. Welcome to the show, Dan and Eileen.
Hi there. Thanks a lot for inviting us, Martha.
Yeah, well, supporting our immune system and soothing or calming our soul are obviously very, very important, more now than ever. I'm really looking forward to hear what you have to share with us today. So why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about your background and your passion for teas and what inspired Trailhead Tea?
I'll start with a couple things, and then Eileen can maybe, whatever I leave off. We both have, this is our second careers. Our first careers, we were both in IT, and now we're just in tea.
Stress-free with tea?
You bet. It's a lot less stressful on its worst day. We've enjoyed this for almost, we're going on 8 years now, where we've specialized in full leaf tea and tea blends. True tea, which comes from the Camellia sinensis plant, or lots of herbal and botanical and medicinal blends that don't necessarily have a correlation to Camellia sinensis. We have about 150 teas in the shop, and we also have a decent little internet business that's gotten stronger because a lot of people aren't traveling to Sedona anymore.
Yeah, well, and it's great for now, too, for everyone to have access, because you guys really put a lot of time into creating special blends for different things as well.
Yeah.
And that's what I really want to kind of get into today a little bit. But we'll be right back after the short break with much more about medicinal benefits of the different teas and blends that have been understood and sought after in many ancient cultures throughout history. And so we'll also find out how important that is today as well in light of the current pandemic. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Confused about all your supplement choices? The highly trained staff at GNC Factoria can help you select the right products. Whether you're looking for solutions to weight loss, muscle gain, sleep issues, stress relief, or other conditions, we're here to help you improve your health and quality of life. As part of the biggest and most established national retail chain, GNC Factoria offers competitive pricing. Besides helping our customers, we also believe in giving back to the community. Support your health. Support your community. Give GNC Factoria Mall a call at 425-401-9066 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search GNC.
Bastyr Center for Natural Health is the Northwest's largest natural health clinic. We are the teaching clinic of the world-renowned Bastyr University. As a leading authority in natural medicine, we offer many natural health care services, including naturopathic medicine, acupuncture, nutrition, counseling, and Ayurveda. At Bastyr Center for Natural Health, we treat the whole you. Get the care you deserve. Call 206-834-4100 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Bastyr Center.
Catherine Larson at InnerSource Counseling has over 30 years' experience providing mental health care. She believes that therapy is a personal journey. Her mission is to offer guidance to those who are dedicated to their personal healing. Sessions are conducted in an atmosphere of warmth, openness, and respect. Catherine works with children, adults, and couples to help them find the most effective path for healing. Start your healing today. Call 206-933-1710 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Inner Source Counseling.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
This is Joel Tepp with Far West Folk Alliance International, and you are listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. I'm here with Dan and Eileen Durand of Trailhead Tea in Arizona, Sedona, Arizona, to not only talk about the medicinal and healing aspects of tea and different herbal blends, but also a bit about the interesting and ancient history of tea as well, as if we have enough time. But why don't you start off by sharing your recommendations on teas and blends that are kind of best suited to support our immune system during this current situation.
Okay, well, let me see if I can't kind of create a summary of a best direction to go at this. Flavonoids are usually the another name for the types of substances that are really prevalent in Camellia sinensis tea, but it's also flavonoids and antioxidants is another way to say that.
Yeah,
are very very full in herbal herbal teas. Okay, yeah. Herbal blends. Yeah. The USDA does a nice job every couple of years of putting out a very fact-based study in a table format, even a database that I always feel very confident about using and referring people to look at. USDA right. Flavonoid content of foods base put out by the USDA. And they include all kinds of levels of all types of teas, yes, but also blueberries and beans and all types of vegetables. So it's a really good fact-based source that I always like to be able to look at. So outside of just observing studies, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a really good source to find specific levels. Black tea, for example, is probably 90% of the tea that's drunk in the U.S., mm-hmm. right? It's very popular. It's a real easy tea to find. And it has modest levels of what is called EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate. But it's very, very high in black tea, very, very high in theagrubins, okay? Theagrubins are the substances that are in black tea that help to combat high cholesterol. And high cholesterol, high blood pressure.
Immune system support.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else that's any ailment is going to compromise your immune system. So,
yes.
Yes. You know? So
and the green tea.
Good health. Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know that was about black tea as well, because a lot of people think, well, you know, if it's got caffeine, that it's not good for you, but it depends on the type of caffeine.
Absolutely, it does. Caffeine in tea is, generally speaking, is only about a third of what's in coffee. And it does have benefits, you know, to keep your energy high and to keep your attitude good and to kind of sustain you throughout the day.
But without the drops.
Yeah. So green tea and black tea contain these very high levels of measurable flavonoids. Herbal teas are also very strong at providing support to your immune system.
Respiratory, I think, aren't things like dandelion tea or like the throat? I mean, aren't specific herbs kind of good for your lungs too?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. We have a tea that we call the Greek Mountain Tea, Greek Mountain Herbal Tea, which if you're familiar with Greek Mountain Tea, it's a botanical that has a real specific name of Sideritis. Uh-huh. Okay. It's also known as Shepherd's Tea. And we have a blend in the store that we just recently started, where we combine that, which is already high in antioxidants, with Echinacea, okay.
And
Manuka honey, which are also antiviral and
anti-inflammatory
benefits. And that's a strictly caffeine-free herbal blend that we specifically made so that we have not only a fun drink, but a beneficial drink throughout all of this, you know, throughout all the pandemic.
You make them tasty too. All the
we
ones
do.
That I've gotten tried, it's like
we do.
Magical at putting blends together that, I mean, just the aroma, I mean, it almost becomes a ritual, you know, when you want to sit down and have a cup of tea. I think just the act of that is good, just not only, you know, for your mood and your health. You know,
absolutely.
What do you want to add about that?
Absolutely, yeah. Drinking tea throughout the day. Anytime that we've ever found studies that support findings that help the immune system, we always find that it's a frequent thing. It's a two or three times during the day that is like the underlying
for the best results.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that makes sense too, because you're fluctuating every day, and sometimes people just take their supplements in the morning, but you know, there's 24 hours in a day, and you don't kind of want to overtake something or have to have something that has a slow release or something. So that's really good.
Yeah. Do that, and you're ingesting it.
Because then you stop several times a day to just take a breather as well.
Yeah.
Well, it goes hand in hand with some Camellia sinensis based teas. True tea, you blend more than once. So you can use the same leaves and make two or three or four cups in some cases. And they don't have to be after one right after another. They can be throughout the entire day. So drinking tea throughout the day doesn't necessarily mean using more tea all day either.
Well, I use a French press. So you want to talk, and it's funny because I find that if I, in the morning, I will, you know, put the concentrate, you know, put the loose leaf in, and the French press makes it so super easy after you put in the hot water. And then I do it really super concentrated. So I'll just heat up the hot water and I'll just add some of the concentration to it. And now that I'm in Arizona in the afternoon, that becomes an iced tea.
It does. It's
a great way to do have, you know, just do it once in the morning and then you just, you know, pull from the same thing. So along those lines too, talk about the, because I know some people aren't as familiar or don't use loose leaf as much. Do you want to kind of talk about the difference between like bag tea, loose leaf tea, and different ways to prepare it?
Yes. The ready to drink tea, I know is really popular because it's easy, but you lose a lot of the bang benefits of the antioxidants when it's in a ready to drink tea, bottled tea in the store.
Yeah.
So steering clear of that is going to be the way to increase your intake of antioxidants, which are going to help with your reducing free radicals. So ready to drink is okay, but it's very, very low compared to really steep tea.
Well, that makes sense for the herbals too, because, you know, or just instead of taking vitamins with all these fillers and all that kind of stuff, to get your herbs from fresh, you know, as well.
Sure, because you're ingesting them.
Right, great way to do it. Yeah, because
you're getting them through food, and that's always been true. That in your absorption rate is so much higher when you're taking it in through food or through drink. So the way that we usually will see people drink tea is with bag tea. Now there's nothing bad about bag tea bags. Okay. Aside, the taste, however, is going to be much better if you're using loose leaf tea. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or full leaf tea.
Or full leaf tea.
Yeah.
So the advantage of full over bag tea is that, well, you got a trade-off there, a convenience of tea bags. Whoop, now the tea bag's gone. Don't have to clean that up. But the taste is always going to be better from loose leaf. But different people have their habits and they have their way that they were taught and that they're comfortable doing. And there's nothing that says that that's the wrong way to do it, right? You have a pot with tea bags, or you have a mug with tea bags, or you have a strainer with full leaf tea.
Easier. There's a lot of products out there that do make it easier to have full leaf tea all day long.
That's true.
Yes, it does. Yeah. There's
some of that and everything, all your teas and everything are available on your website.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so you don't have to, like you say, you don't have to be in Sedona to take advantage of all these. And as I say, the French press, you know, as I say, is what seems to work for me.
It does, you know, and they're very pretty and they're attractive. And there's a certain amount to be said for having attractive
teaware
teaware because you feel more comfortable with it. You feel more like using that at every opportunity.
Well, it's funny because even when I'm rinsing it out, which is super easy with a French press.
Because you can get your hand inside
of it. I'm pouring it down the drain and the disposal. I'm going, oh man, now I'm doing good things for the earth too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that goodness is going down, you know, down to the drain when I'm done with it. And that's kind of good for the.
we have some of the implements or the strainers on our website. We also have a thing that's kind of an all-in-one that you put tea in. It's a BPA-free plastic brewer. And
sort of a reverse French press. So it uses gravity rather than pushing down on the leaves, but it works in a similar way.
Yeah.
And cleans up really easy in the dishwasher, or it has, you know, some of those benefits of you can clean up the French press really easily because you can clean it, right?
Exactly.
You
can it's just glass. It's simple. Just rinse it out and super simple and then ready to go the next morning. So are there certain teas that you recommend or some of your blends just for simple things like stress or sleep or?
Well, we do have some blends. I mean, chamomile is a traditional sleep time tea, not considered the most potent. Actually, linden leaf is actually a little stronger in terms of its ability to relax you and allow sleep, but not necessarily cause it.
We have there's another tea that a lot of people have not really come across called holy basil. That's a nickname for a tea that is normally called, what's his real name?
I'm drawing a blank. But holy basil is used for relaxation as well. Pretty much anything that doesn't have caffeine, although a lot of people who are not caffeine sensitive will find that even tea with caffeine relaxes them enough. For stress relief, we actually have a new tea called End of Day Relax that's actually in a tea bag form, so it makes it easy. We sell mostly loose leaf teas, but we have a few tea bags here and there too.
You can tea bag your own tea too, can't you?
Well, yes, we offer do-it-yourself tea bags. So we supply empty tea bags, which are very easy to fill yourself. That way, when you need the convenience because you're driving or whatever the reason is,
we have a thermos.
You know,
they fill out them fresh. You know, because I'm sure everything that you guys do is, you know, very responsibly sourced, non-GMO. So you know what you're getting too.
Right. We have actually earned a place in the Sustainable Sedona program, or Sustainable Sedona, but also Arizona. So that it's because we've taken steps, environmental steps that just made sense.
Yeah.
That were, to be honest, fairly easy to implement. And if it's easy and it makes sense, then why not do it? So we've taken those steps, including, you know, we compost our leaves. We actually have worm composting that we use for tea plants and other things. It's sort of full featured. It's a circle of use and reuse, hopefully.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. And so what's your website for our listeners?
It's www.trailheadtea.com. We have a lot of information there. Of course you can shop there, but that we also have a lot of descriptions of our tea, some videos, I'm constantly improving it, especially now with less people going to retail and most more people using the internet. We're trying to provide more information that way than we even had before.
Yeah. Well, I know when I was in there in January too, we had so much fun talking about the history of tea and obviously we're getting towards the end of our program today right now. So I actually am going to have you back just to talk about that because it's such a fun history.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll do that. We'll definitely do that too. But right now we're off to our last break and we'll be right back with some parting thoughts from both Dan and Eileen. So please stay tuned.
The Center for Advanced Dentistry combines state-of-the-art dental techniques with ultra-safe holistic approaches like low-level laser light energy to reduce pain and inflammation, and recognizes the relationship between your dental health and your whole body health. Even snoring impacts your health and can be treated with advanced dental techniques. To learn more about all the ways the Center for Advanced Dental Medicine can improve both your smile and your overall health, just call 253-941-8000 and make sure to mention the Natural Choice Network, and we'll schedule you a no-charge meet and greet to see if the Center for Advanced Dental Medicine is right for you. Let us make you smile and reflect your healthy, holistic lifestyle. You can also find the Center for Advanced Dental Health by going to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Advanced Dental Medicine.
If you're looking for supplements at an affordable price, come to Vitamin Life. We have over 10,000 supplements and beauty products, and best yet, for up to 50% off. We specialize in hard-to-find items. If you cannot find what you need, we can special order for you. We are conveniently located at the heart of Redmond. Drop by to visit us or attend one of our free evening lectures. To find out more about how Vitamin Life can help you with your health journey, call 425-869-7000 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search one word, Vitamin Life.
If you find yourself restless at night, it's time to look for a new mattress. At Seattle Natural Mattress, you can find Earth's best mattress at Seattle's best prices. Seattle Natural Mattress offers 100% natural latex, organic cotton, and chemical-free mattresses. They're locally crafted, providing full-body comfort and support. There's no spring chemicals or off-gassing. The rest of your days depends on the rest of your night. Get the rest you deserve tonight by calling 206-419-9550 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Seattle Natural Mattress.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Doug Plummer with the Country Dance and Song Society, and you are listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
So, Dan, what final thought or personal message would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, thanks again for inviting us to have this conversation. I hope everyone that's listening enjoyed, get something out of it. If anyone, obviously, we would love the business. If you'd like to visit trailheadtea.com, and shop with us, but also send us an email or at info@trailheadtea.com. Even if you shop somewhere else, that's fine. If you've got questions that came about because of this show, feel free to contact us and we can answer your questions, shopping or not.
Great.
Eileen, do you?
We did come up with the name of the tea. The real name, Holy Basil is the nickname, but the real name of the tea is called Tulsi.
Oh.
It's a really old beneficial tea
from
India, from the Ayurvedic traditions.
Great.
That's always been great for relaxation. We also would like to kind of mention that we've started really putting together details on something called the Arizona Tea Experience, which is for us is going to be a way to have more talk about with customers about tea and tea benefits and travel and so on.
And tea tasting.
And tea tasting. And we're intending to do it, set it up as a tea tasting on the patio of our house in Sedona, looking out at the Red Rocks.
And that way it could be a program that's not actually retail, that's not tied to a retail cash register. Thinking of putting that together. And so
having a tea time.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Different kinds of tea, hopefully introducing people to ways that they've not tasted it before or things that they can look at, like just as if though it's just solo time just for that little group. Two people, three people.
We'll see.
As soon as we're allowed to be, within a safer distance, put me on that list really quickly. Well, and you also have a tea of the month club. I think that's a good way to get people introduced to a lot of things.
Yeah, we provide that every month as an option for people who could find on our website. We subsidize it. We make it a very low cost to try a tea that maybe they otherwise wouldn't bother attempting to try. Occasionally, we make it complimentary just so that people have to sort of stay tuned. We have a trick up our sleeve that's coming up next month that we're going to do a virtual tea tasting. And so you're going to have to tune in to our web store to find out how that's going to work. But a good part of that will also be complimentary.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing. And, you know, all the, I know you guys put a lot of time and effort, not only just to educate people, but, you know, to introduce them to all the different wonderful ways to experience tea. And as I say, some of the, you know, the medicinal, the botanicals, the herbs, how you all, you know, play together and come up with some pretty wonderful blends. And the names of some of your teas, I think, are really fun.
The Boynton Trail Pass.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll have to come up with a, you know, a My Corona or something.
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure about that. It might be too early for that.
Yeah. Well, just to focus on the positive, you know, just to, you know, stay healthy, stay sane. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. Really, really happy to have you on. Anyone can also just keyword search Trailhead Tea at naturalchoice.net, and a recording of today's show will be posted on the radio archive page with a link to their website as well. And a host of other great resources to help you navigate through this challenging yet opportune time as safe, sound, and positive as you can possibly be. So be sure to check out naturalchoice.net. Well, thanks again for joining us, Dan and Eileen.
You take care.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our listeners for choosing to join in too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively our experiences create our community. So thank you for making the natural choice.